Next patient is Diane Brennan. The last name is B-R-E-N-N-A-N. First name, D-I-A-N-N-E. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. That is following in the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has atrophy of the right kidney, most likely associated to old renal artery stenosis. Period. The laboratory workup that was done on December the 8th of 2023, the creatinine remains at 1.5. The estimated EFR at 35 mLs per minute. The BUN is just 24, and the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The liver function tests are normal. The blood glucose fasting is 88. A microscopic examination of the urine fails to show any type of activity. The protein creatinine ratio is 163, which is within range. Following number, the patient has a history of hypertension. She has lab coat syndrome. She said that at home the blood pressure is 130 over 80 most of the time. This time in the office we record 162 over 98. The patient is advised to keep a log for the next appointment. Following number, the patient had a right breast carcinoma that was diagnosed in 2017. And she continues to take the letrozole as ordered by the oncologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. And following number, the patient has a sleep apnea. She has been unable to tolerate the CPAP. Following number, bronchial asthma that is followed by the pulmonologist. Following number, osteoarthritis. The patient has a history of elevation of the rheumatoid factor. Well, following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spend 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.